Hello and welcome to Web3 Delight podcast. My name is Teša Tešanović and I will be your host today. Web3 is not about technology. This is a social movement towards transparency, consensus, inclusiveness, ownership and openness. To that end, we'll explore different elements of Web3 with our guests and learn from their journeys. Saudi Arabia, as the world's fastest major growing economy in 2003, seems like a best place in the world for the development of blockchain in Web3. How will the blockchain in Web3 transform Saudi Arabia?
Definitely, indeed. I agree with you, Tisha. As you know, the future of Saudi Arabia now is pretty much determined and guided by Vision 2030. Which we have right now, which is the initiative that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has introduced. And taking a look at Vision 2030 and all the different agendas and different files that it taps into and the different files that it covers, we get to see that digital transformation and adoption of emerging technologies is one of the biggest files of Vision 2030. And blockchain being on top of these emerging technologies definitely gives you the feeling that Saudi Arabia is very well positioned as a hub for blockchain in particular, and everything that goes into Web3 in terms of metaverse and all the other elements that rely heavily on the blockchain technology.
Blockchain has a great potential to create a thriving economy in Saudi Arabia. How will the blockchain technologies help employ additional hundreds of thousands of young Saudis?
Excellent. When you look at Saudi Arabia, Tisha, when you look at Saudi Arabia and look at the large amount and the majority of the population that is fairly young, and the population in general and those young generation in general are extremely well-educated, very tech-savvy, and live in these current times where Vision 2030 is the leading is basically the strategy that encompasses all the other activities currently in the kingdom. This creates a massive opportunity for a new technology such as blockchain to disrupt and change multiple sectors. And when you look at the economy of Saudi Arabia and look at how the economy has started and how now the economy is significantly evolving as well, there are multiple sectors that could benefit significantly from blockchain technology, whether that was in the large chains of supply and chain in the kingdom, or in the petroleum business, or in the hospitality business and the entertainment business, and all the other aspects that we have.
Also, a lot of the new Web3 technologies, such as the NFT, have a great possible application in many of the public and private industries in Saudi Arabia.
Absolutely, definitely, Tisha. And of course, it goes without saying, I'm the co-founder of Nukta, the first NFT marketplace out of Saudi Arabia and the first official NFT trading platform that is licensed in Saudi Arabia. And when we founded Nukta, it was specifically for the exact same purpose you just mentioned, the potential of NFTs, in particular NFTs, to add a certain, you know, a significant layer of authenticity, of security to multiple sectors is massive. And it's much, much needed in a growing economy such as Saudi Arabia and in a very, very developed economy such as Saudi. And there are multiple POCs that are taking place right now in the kingdom with multiple governmental and semi-governmental entities that are looking for NFTs as a solution to add more authenticity and more transparency to the way the usual flow of these businesses goes, and how it could be further enhanced with adding technologies such as NFTs.
Saudi Arabia is leading the way with big ambitious projects such as NEOM. Such projects will definitely change the way that we perceive cities. A blockchain is a big part of it.
Absolutely, definitely. NEOM is the project that everyone is talking about, and it's the project that I believe all countries are waiting to see, and it's It's one of the most talked about projects, if you like, in this current decade. And definitely, NEOM is going to transform our perception about how cities are and how the digital infrastructure of future cities is going to look like. And as you know, of course, and as you mentioned, the blockchain is a very big part of smart cities in general, and it's going to be a very big part of the infrastructure of all smart cities in the future. And we already started to see some examples of that being implemented in the smart city projects that are taking place, whether inside the kingdom or outside the kingdom.
Also, the major Saudi Arabian companies such as Aramco are envisioning the development of blockchain as part of their technology development strategy.
Absolutely, absolutely, Tisha. We've been hearing about Aramco experimenting with blockchain probably from 4 or 5 years. And we can see that they've had multiple initiatives with blockchain also in the past 5 or 6 years. And perhaps one of the latest ones is the one with Mr. Faisal Munay, the founder of Drop TV, where he signed with Aramco to be... and to provide the Web3 services, and this is definitely a sign pointing towards the direction that the giant company, as you mentioned, in Saudi Arabia, Aramco, is definitely leading that space and sees the potential in incorporating Web3 and blockchain technology in their business.
But in order to have all of these, the crucial aspect is the education. Saudi Arabian educational institutions are putting a lot of effort in creating a tech education for 21st century.
Definitely, 100%, and I couldn't agree more. And we've seen lots of initiatives locally in Saudi Arabia, and I'm telling you this as an academic as well. We've seen multiple initiatives in multiple universities locally to introduce new emerging technology curriculums, whether that was in AI, IoT, or even in blockchain. And we've seen multiple efforts as well by big leading companies, which I can mention some of them, and I cannot mention, but we've seen multiple of those big leading companies in blockchain technology approaching Saudi universities and working very closely on creating programs from as small as crash courses and simple courses with certificates to actually curriculums and PhD projects and MSc projects.
Dr. Al-Mansour, we will be able to hear you speaking on the 6th of March next week in Riyadh at the Web3 Delight conference.
Yes, inshallah. And I'm very, very thoroughly looking forward to it, excited for it, and definitely looking forward to meeting you and meeting all the great team behind that event. And inshallah, one of many more events. And I want to highlight that it's very interesting, Tisha, that this event is perhaps one of the first that has a blockchain hackathon. And we appreciate the efforts of the companies that have worked with you to make this opportunity to really see what the Saudi talents are in terms of blockchain and how well they can work with and create blockchain products.